Comfortable with the amount of man you've been playing, and you expect that to increase more in the second half of the year?
I'm not going to worry about it. I mean, the only thing that matters is how many points they score and if we win or lose. And, you know, us changing the man or changing the zones, or we're going to do what it takes. We feel like it takes to win and get in the tournament and try to win the tournament. So whether it's by zone, whether it's by man, we'll do whatever we have to do, I think.
Do you do more stuff with Tuitt, or just have more depth and guys rushing?
Well, I mean, we like the four-man rush with Tuitt. You know what I mean? Our four-man rush, we're still going to blitz. We're still going to do the same thing we've always done. There's going to be a couple instances probably that he's going to have a chance to work one-on-one against certain people, and we're going to hopefully, you know, he'll take advantage of it.
He's so much more dime this year than last year. Last year, not fair with anyone.
Yeah.
What was the surprise? Is it this year that the surprise to you, or was last year the anomaly?
Well, normally we try to play with six DBs. You know, we've done it in the past. We try to play with six DBs in the past. Sometimes you're better off doing that, and then when people start running the ball a little bit more, then you obviously want to have another linebacker in there playing. You know, we had Lawrence Timmons last year, who was number one draft choice for us, who played for a long time, even when he was, when we were playing the, what we call the quarters package, what you're talking about. We were playing that, he was the guy, he was a linebacker in there, staying in there for the most part, Lawrence was. So we played him a little bit more in those situations. In this situation, we've got teams that throw the ball more. You know they're going to throw the ball on third and a certain amount of yards, you know, third and four, third and five. Some of it's cut off at third and seven. People run up to third and seven sometimes. When they do that, you want to have the right people in there when you think they're going to run. When you think they're going to pass, obviously, we want to have the dime people, as you called it, in there. So that's the only reason.
Do the numbers bear out the success of using the dime?
Well, I mean, you know, if you look at the numbers compared to last year, pass coverage-wise, yeah, it does. You know, if you look at our third down conversion rate and stuff like that, and the fourth down conversion rate and the number of points and all that stuff, I mean, it all goes together. So we're just trying to do what we can to win ball games.
Should you have more interceptions? You have a lot of sacks.
We've had our hands on a lot of footballs, and we need to catch those balls. If we catch them, I think that they'll be up where they're supposed to be.
When you talk about your pass rush, how has the coverage changed things? What you're able to do on the back end? How does that affect the front?
It affects the quarterback. If the quarterback holds the ball. If we can get him to hold the ball, we got a chance to get there. If he hits his back foot and lets the ball go, I don't think anybody's going to get there, no matter who you are. You know, so our thing is, and we've always said this, rushing coverage has always gone together. And if our coverage is good enough to make him hold the ball, where he gets to his back step, we call it a three-step or a five-step or a seven-step drop by the quarterback. When he hits his back foot and he lets the ball go, I mean, there's not much you can do. So sometimes we rush three when we get in that situation, you know, and make the tighten the windows down in terms of zone defenses, and he's make the quarterback a little bit more limited. If he's used to throwing on time or throwing at a certain time, then that will mess him up. If they're not used to doing that, if they hold the ball, then it's effective.
When you look at Jacoby Brissett, is he doing a lot of throwing on time?
I didn't understand what you said.
When you look at their quarterback, the
right,
Colts quarterback,
right.
Is he doing a lot of
He
time
is
passes?
Well versed on third down, I think. I think they've done a good job in terms of handling pressure and stuff like that on third down. He's probably better on third down than he is any other down in terms of his completion rate and stuff like that, I think, if I'm not mistaken on that. But so, you know, so we gotta win on every down, and I think, you know, in times past we have our sack total is okay, but you know, we wanna be the best. We still want to be the best, and hopefully we can cause some turnovers. And that's, if you look at if you look at all those stats, probably the biggest stat there is turnover takeaway ratio and how many points they score. You know, those things are big. And we got to do a better job with the turnover takeaway ratio, and we got to do a better job in terms of points. I know where we're at in points, you know, but you know, we'd like to be the best in the league if we could.
In your situation with having three guys like Harris and Bose to a degree and Gay taking a step back this year, is that a unique situation to have three guys taking a lesser role and, you know, basically doing what they have to do?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's hard. I said this before. I know in my 10th season, we drafted Brian Bosworth, and it was hard for me to sit there and watch Brian Bosworth play because I thought I was better than he was. I'm sure our guys think they're better than the guys in front of them, and they think they can play 30 years or whatever. But, you know, you just can't do that, and that's tough. That's tough because if you've been doing it since you're 6 years old, you've been playing football since you're 6 years old, and all of a sudden somebody tells you that, hey, somebody is better than you and they're going to play the position in front of you, that's hard and they're going to digest. And it takes a lot to be able to step back and try to help those guys and be selfless about that situation and help the guys that are in front of you and help them be better. That's something that the Steelers, the guys here that play with the Steelers, have always done a good job of. And so hopefully we maintain that legacy.
But did you go on Instagram and say that you were better than Boz? Was that part of your MLB?
No.
I'm just kidding.
No, I wasn't as fast as he was. But at that point in time, I was better than he was because I knew more about the game. The guy I took his place when I was a rookie, my first game I started as a rookie was here in Pittsburgh at Three River Stadium. The guy that I took his job, I had more talent than he did, but he was a better linebacker than I was because he knew more about the game, about situational football, and about what he's going to get. So at that point in time, I took a guy's place that I really wasn't better than he was. Physically I was, but not mentally, and that's all I'm saying. That's a tough deal.
Who was Keith, have you guys decided on Wilcox as a strong safety?
He's got to play both. He's learning to do both. And we got to be in a position where we can use him at both. They can interchange them. So, you know, we got Dangerfield. He's back with us right now. He's not active or anything like that. But we got a few guys right now. And JJ's doing a good job. He's still learning the defense and stuff like that. So we're going to try to keep the guys that's been playing. They did a pretty good job for us, and we'll see what happens.
Your next three are against guys. Meredith's got some experience, but Rashad, the kid in Green Bay, I mean, they're not guys that have a long track record. Is that
right?
Difficult?
This is
more
NFL.
Difficult to record because you don't know what they can't do?
Well, I mean, everybody that plays in the NFL, they don't just pick these guys off the street. These guys are good players at some point in time. And while they might not be the players that they replaced, they're still NFL players. They're still people we got to play and play well in order for us to win. So it's going to be a situation where, I mean, the NFL every week is hard. There ain't no patsies. And we gotta treat it that way. We gotta approach it that way. And I think our guys, hopefully, we will.
First, that being said, what does Jacoby do well?
Oh, he's got a good arm. He does a good job of throwing the ball outside and inside. Does a good job of reading. So you know, they got good runners too. So they got a good football team. They got a good offense. Yeah, you go back and look at that game last year. We played them last year, and there was a lot of plays that, you know, there's a reason people call it a game of inches. There's a lot of plays that could have gone either way. There's probably about nine plays in that game that we won about seven of them. They could have gone either way, and if they'd won those seven that we had won, they would have probably beat us. So it's going to be a tough game.
In the first few weeks of this season, Wilcox got in at safety for Mike Mitchell ahead of Robert Golden.
Uh-huh.
What changed? It's just a matter of knowing the playbook? Or?
Well, that has a lot to do with it. Has a ton to do with it. I mean, I've always believed this, and I tell this to our players. Two things defensively will get you beat. One of them is missed tackles, and the other one is mental mistakes. And if we put somebody out there and he's not prepared mentally. He might be prepared mentally in the classroom and stuff like that, but taking it from the classroom to the field are two different things. So sometimes it takes a little while. And, the situation that we had before with him being in there and stuff like that, depending on who was hurt and that type of thing. So who are we going to play and stuff like that? We're going to try to win. So whoever's in there, whoever we put in there, we're going to try to win with them.
How much of that is not a concern with Golden, though? You know, that he's been around long enough, he knows right. The system, that you don't have to worry about.
We don't.
The mental.
No, not at all. We don't. And haven't had to with him. You know, in the last 2 years, we know he's supposed to be, he knows where he's supposed to be when he's supposed to be there, and he usually is. And sometimes he might get beat physically or something like that down the field or something like that. But he's somebody that's trustworthy for us to put in there.
Did Wilcox move ahead of him? Do you think of a little fire on the road?
No, I don't think we tried to intend to do that in any way.
Did it have that effect?
It would have that effect on me. Yeah. I know. You know, like I told you, Bosworth pissed me off. So, hey. No. Anybody that plays this game and is a competitor, man, don't like to go behind somebody else. They want to play. So
right. Thanks, Coach.
Sure. Yeah.